T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But on the line with us is a guy who can solve all debates about professional football.
Right.
Because he's the best football writer of the past two generations. Yep. The author of the book, How About Them Cowboys, former writer at the New York Daily News, which he's no longer happy with, is Mr. Gary Myers. And we're going to bring him up here as soon as I hit the right button.
There you go.
You doing, Gary?
I am doing, when you said two generations, well, you make me sound old.
It's 40 years.
Really?
No, I remember you from when you worked at the Dallas Morning News. You were brilliant then. You were brilliant through all the years in New York and Dallas, and now you're an amazing author. What's left? You've conquered everything.
Just semi-regular appearances with you guys makes my day.
But I do. I have to ask you just one thing, because I know you got involved in a little bit of a Twitter situation this week. And you're kind of frustrated with the direction of journalism now. Do you miss not working every day on a newspaper, Gary?
I can honestly say that I don't.
Wow.
I did it for 40 years, and I had enough. And especially, the whole thing came about because the Daily News wrote a story about Mike Francesa that I thought was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And so I kind of did a quote tweet and said that I was so proud of the 29 years that I worked at the Daily News, but the direction that it's going and some of the stories they're writing are just, it's really disgraceful is the best way I can put it. And I am so happy I'm not there anymore. I don't say that with any bitterness or sour grapes or anything like that. I am truly happy I'm not there anymore. And the last 2-3 years I was at that paper, I wasn't happy because of the stories that we were writing and the direction they were taking the paper, the sports section. I know there's great sports sections in Philly and Boston and Dallas where I used to work, but I always thought the New York Daily News was set the standard. We had such a terrific staff, and being here in New York with so many teams to write about, we were the paper of record of sports, at least in New York and for a good part of the country, I think, because we did a lot of national stories. And to literally watch my former paper go in the toilet with the stories they're writing is just really depressing. And I feel that way, and I'm not even there anymore.
Well, let me just say, I used to always get the New York Daily News on Sunday because Gary Myers' football column was spectacular every single week. And I miss it tremendously, even though you don't miss doing it. I miss reading it. You're amazing. So let me get to what we're dealing with here at Philadelphia right now. We are in, we're like DEFCON 5, whatever the number one is, the biggest crisis because of DeSean Jackson. Did you think the Eagles screwed it up with DeSean Jackson, putting him back on the field a week before the bye with a sports hernia that was not healed?
You know, I never really question some of these medical decisions because clearly, we're not doctors. And there's always been the conflict of whether team doctors have the best interest of the team in mind or the player. And I think it's gotten so much better over the years. You know, Angelo, I remember, and this is really a true story, and I actually wound up in 1982 winning an award for this story, the APSC Awards. Raphael Septien, if you remember, was a Cowboys kicker. About halfway through the season, he suffered a hernia. The Cowboy doctors decided that he can injure himself no further by continuing to kick as long as he was able to do the job and wasn't in pain. But he couldn't tear it any further, and they decided he could kick with it. Well, they didn't tell him. And they didn't tell him until after the season because he was kind of like most kickers. You know, they're fragile mentally. And if he has too much on his mind, maybe he wouldn't have been as effective. So they didn't tell him until after the season. And then he went and had hernia surgery.
Wow.
It's not anything like that now. I think it's progressed so much, and these doctors are, players can go get second opinions anytime they want. I can honestly say I don't know enough about the Deshaun Jackson situation to say whether they put him back on the field too early or not. But these are really, you know, million-dollar investments that these teams have in their players, and I'd be really disappointed if they rushed him back. And he injured himself further, just like even here in the case in New York with Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
The Jets wanted to get him back after mono, and he kept flunking the tests, and they kept holding him out. And there's still been talk here whether they rushed him back too much. So it's really a tricky situation.
Well, Gary, let me get to where we are in our level of desperation in Philadelphia, because with Deshaun out, at least for the regular season, the Eagles have nothing in their wide receiving core. Jeffrey's having a terrible year. Nobody's coming up big. And the name Dez Bryant has popped up. You do know those Cowboys in and out. You wrote the book about him. Mm-hmm. Is Dez a possible answer here?
Well, you have to remember now, he hasn't even played.
Right.
Since the 2017 season.
I told you we're desperate.
They signed him last year.
Right.
And he must have performed well in the workout for him, and then in his first practice, he tore his Achilles.
Yep.
So I have no idea what kind of shape he's in. I thought you could ask me about Antonio Brown.
You're the second guest I've had today that said that, and I know you. You are a man of morality. You would not put Antonio Brown on any team, would you, Gary?
No. I wouldn't do anything with Antonio. Now, if he gets cleared
by
the NFL investigators and these legal cases – work themselves out in his favor, then sure, because there's players with a lot worse backgrounds that are playing in the NFL. But while this is going on, I wouldn't go near him. And obviously, he's in a volatile state of mind if you read his tweets yesterday and then he backtracked on it.
Yeah, that's volatile.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've never seen a guy burn so many bridges and then try to reconstruct them. Hey, by the way, speaking of bridges, I know you were hanging by your fingertips on the Walt Whitman Bridge when we talked a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and
they were three and four.
Off of it,
yeah.
And I know you were going to bring this up.
No, I was going to bring it up because things are better now, but now we have no one to throw the ball to, and I was hoping you could help with that. And here's the thing now. Here's why I am now harboring newfound hope. And I found it by looking at the Cowboys' schedule. They have a very tough schedule. The Eagles have a much easier schedule, but the Cowboys are a game up, and they smushed the Eagles. Who do you like winning the division, Gary?
I think, first of all, the bye comes at a good time for the Eagles now because then they can catch their breath for the stretch run. But you know, coming out of the bye, to have New England and Seattle back-to-back, I know that both games are in Philly, right?
Yes. Both in Philly, both wins. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, okay. So if they can split those two,
that's it.
And then they have three straight byes again, Miami, the Giants, and the Redskins.
Yeah.
That was a joke, three straight byes.
No, I got you, but you're saying, you know how many people have said just win one of these two, Patriots, Seahawks, and you're set up for a really nice end of the season, and you should get in, right?
Yeah, I mean, at Miami, the Giants, Washington, Dallas at home, and then the Giants again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you split these games, and then you take your chances with the Cowboys at home. I mean, that's going to – I don't know if that's a Sunday night game now. Probably not, because the first one was. Maybe it'll gets flexed to Sunday night. And we know Philly fans are always on their best behavior in Sunday night games.
No, we would
really,
like that
Gary.
Flex. We want that flex to 4:25, actually. We think it might be. Because they got a Patriots, a Cowboy game they could flex. It is another one
Packers,
with the Packers, Niners.
I think so. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Gary. This is the last thing I got to ask you, because you know football, man. And now there's legal betting. I'm doing the show today for this incredible casino at Borgata. Do you bet? Do you wager on football?
Well, you know, it's funny. I told my wife last night that it's a good thing I live in New York. You know, I live in Westchester because I can't bet here.
Oh.
You can only bet in New Jersey. Now.
Well, just go over the bridge. You're right there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. The Tappan Zee Bridge, which is now actually called the Mario Cuomo Bridge, is like $5. So I'm trying to rationalize. Am I going to spend $5 to go lose more? Am I going to spend $5 to go lose more money?
That's brilliant.
Does that make sense?
No, you don't bet.
No, but I want in full disclosure now.
Yes, yes.
When I do go to New Jersey, which is every couple of weeks now, it would be much more if I was still at the Daily News because I was always going to the Giants and Jets.
Right.
I do have an account with one of the gambling apps, well, the betting apps, and I do enjoy doing it on games that are going to be on TV because it gives me a little bit, more incentive to watch the whole game. But I never bet more than like $10 or $15 a game.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It just makes it fun.
It really does make it fun.
But I think if I lived in New Jersey
and
had full access all the time to that betting app, you know, I might start getting crazy with the teasers and all that stuff. I mean, it is fun as long as you can control it.
Gary Myers.
I'm not trying to do a PSA out here, but it is easy when you're just sitting on your phone and you got to put the dollar amount in and you feel strongly about a game. It is easy to get out of control. So I don't do that. I just do it for fun, really.
Gary Myers saying no to Dez and all other options. We're screwed.
Well, listen, are you betting on games?
Yes, I am.
You are.
Every week.
I'm betting low amounts, but I'm doing very, very well because I listen to guests like you, and then I bet and you don't. It's beautiful.
You know what's funny? Last night, two nights, I was in Jersey 2 days ago, so I bet on the Duke-Kansas basketball game, just the money line, so it's win or lose.
Right.
And Duke is down by 9 in the second half, and otherwise I really couldn't care less about that game.
Right.
I'm sitting there rooting like hell for Duke.
Yeah.
And then last night, because I was going to watch the Raiders and the Chargers anyhow, and so I bet the money line again, which is win or lose, and I picked the Raiders. And so they score a touchdown with like a minute to go or whatever to go up 2, and they miss the extra point.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm going, oh, my – it's the first – the guy was 49 for 49 and extra point. And I'm going, oh, my God, the Chargers are going to come down the field and get a kick a field goal, and they're going to win the game by 1.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, I really couldn't care who won
that
game.
There it is. And this is a football writer.
Which will go back to my original statement. It's a good thing I live in New York State.
Yes, it is. Gary, always an honor and a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
Great Gary Myers with some great insights into what's going on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.